Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 7th, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
In the Bhagavatam, you said that by the age of 16, a girl should be married, or 24 for a man. We're just reading that.
What is the maximum?
The point is that supposing this 20 to 36 years is nice age for all men, but before 20 years she is sacked and that her health is broken, what she will produce children? Because this is the girls from 12 years, 13 years, nowadays, they begin sex.
It's true.
Is it not?
It's true.
So, before she reaches 20 years, 20 times she must have taken contraceptive method, and that means her health is well. What she will produce? They have given in the schools, colleges, contraceptive tablets, and they are prohibiting, don't get child before 20 years. What is it not? This is the difficulty. All rascals, they have taken leadership. Women should be allowed to beget children as soon as they are able. But as soon as the pregnancy is there, there should not be any sex life. They have got sex life in pregnancy also. So many things, we can guide them all these aspects. From Shastra, we can guide them. Therefore, immediately in human society, a class of men who are fully conversant to the Vedic conclusion require to guide these rascals. Socially, politically, in every respect.
They say that they have made studies, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
They have made studies and that if a woman gives birth at the age less than 20, there are more chances that she die, according to their statistics.
Their statistics in the Western world, inductive knowledge, is always imperfect. They have not seen in India. My wife gave birth at the age of 14 years. She is still living. She is 10 years younger than me. 68, 69 she is. She gave birth child at the age of 14. In 1918, I was married. In 1921, she gave birth to a child, my first son. And she was never unhealthy. neither she has to go to the hospital for maternity help, natural delivery of child. This illicit sex, even with wife, if sex life is indulged, after the period of menstruation, that is also illicit sex. There are so many rules and regulations about sex life in Vedic culture. That is real use of sex life. In Bhagavad Gita, sex life, he says, dharma avritha kamasm. Sex life is under regulatory principle of the Vedic knowledge. Krishna says, I am that sex life. I am that sex life. And beyond that, the illicit sex life. And yesterday I was reading that dharma. When there is irreligious sex, then it increases varna sangha, unwanted population. So, the modern civilization, they are letting loose the woman for prostitution. And they want nice children. That is not possible. Why this park is kept like this?
It's more of a forest, I think.
Yeah.
But this is surprising. Generally, they cut.
In Los Angeles, you were saying about the system of monogamy. Oh, in this way, most of the women are left unmarried.
Yeah, that is prostitution. If a man, first of all, the problem is that they do not know that they should produce sufficient food grains. All these contraceptive methods, this and that, monogamy, they are trying for checking population. Is it not?
Yes.
The basic principle is to check population.
Yes.
Now, if they follow the basic principle, then automatically the population is checked. Just like Brahmachari. So, if both the boys and girls remain Brahmachari, then where is the unwanted population? Where is the question of this contraceptive method?
No need.
No need. Then, when the brahmachari is allowed to become grihastha, he can keep more than one wife if he is able to provide them nicely. Here, they marry today and tomorrow divorce. There is no meaning of marriage, simply prostitution. because he does not need a wife. His sex life is satisfied in so many ways. So why he should be attached to wife, and why the wife should be attached to the husband? Therefore, divorce. I stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dampatya Rutime Vahi, in the Kali Yuga, married life means sex life. For sex satisfaction, they will marry. Otherwise, there is no need of marriage. Shikaram eva hi udvahi. Marriage means that they both of them agree that we shall live together for some time. These things are happening already. Photo. Why? Agreement. Yes, we shall live together. That is marriage. And then I will divorce. Actually, they do not know what is the meaning of marriage. All dependent on sex. Rati, rati means dampatya rati means. Vipratya sutra may be. To become Brahmin means just have a thread on you.
Even big scientists and politicians. Same thing.
Everyone. It is a civilization of ourselves, that's all. That's duskriti. Duskriti means they have got merit. As human being, everyone has got merit. That is used for sinfulness. Duskriti. Therefore they are godless. Namaham duskriti nam murha. All these sinful men, rascals, they don't care for God. They don't care for next life. This is the reason. They don't believe in these things. If they believe in these things, they will have to be systematized. They don't want them. Their life is, what is called, extravagancy, no? Now it is a systematically they are following. The Kurmis, they work hard, whole week, and at the end of the weekend they call any beautiful woman, pay her something. They don't take responsibility of family. This has become a system, is it not?
This is why the women wish to have the same rights as the men, because they're not being taken care of at home.
Animal life.
Vedic culture, Srila Prabhupada, if there was illicit sex going on.
Huh?
In Vedic culture, what would King Pariksit do?
You don't find any illicit sex. They were having more than one wife. So, there was no question of illicit sex. If one wife is pregnant, then the man, he goes to another wife. Man has got that tendency. So, as soon as she is pregnant, she is kept separate. Even we have seen when the girl is pregnant, she goes to her mother's care. She does not leave the husband.
Off in the distance.
girl is pregnant, suppose, then during her pregnancy period, 10 months, there is no sex. And unless the child becomes 6 months old, there is no sex. The thing is that in the modern world, sex life has become the only place. They do not know anything else. Therefore, everything is vicious. And another thing is that afraid of keeping more than one wife for population. But if they produce sufficient food, where is the question of overpopulation? Another thing they are made, especially on the Western one, they don't want to produce food because they know we shall kill one animal and eat. Why take so much trouble? Let me increase industry and I shall push my bottom money in town and the slaughterhouse there. So they are getting money, by money, they are getting women to the choice. They are getting food, meat, and they are enjoying drinking. So money has become the food. Bring money somewhere and enjoy. This is the third part of civilization. They do not care what is God, the human body is meant for God, we already understand. There are no such ideas. There is nothing after death. So long I am living, let me enjoy by the tongue, by the genital, and by the belly. Use the tongue for eating anything which is palatable, which I like. Never mind what it is. And then genital also. Bring as many women. This is it. There is no question of sinful life or past life, next life. लोकानां हितकारिण नाना शास्त्र विचार नहीं कनिपुनो सद्धर्म संस्थापको लोकानां हितकारिण त्रिवने मन्नो शरणनाथ. This is description of the Goswami. They are well versed in all different types of Vedic scriptures just to establish a peaceful society, sadhana. Very nice, gentleman, peaceful society. Lokanang hitakarinam, for the benefit of the whole human society. Therefore, they are honored all over the world. This is Goswami business. Not to exploit his hand, live like irresponsible man, eating, be merry and enjoy.
Prabhupada, the philosophy is that this is all there is. This life, after death, it's finished.
Huh?
And so they're trying to enjoy.
Yes.
So if they have information that this is not the only life,
yes,
then won't they automatically become more austere?
Yes. They will consider what kind of life I'm going to get. Then everything will adjust. They have made their own rascal philosophy that there is no life after death. Although they are experiencing that I am changing my body in this duration of life. I know that I had a child's body. So that body is finished. So I am existing. So I shall not exist after this body is finished. Where is the logic? There is simple logic they cannot understand. So dull brain. And they are advanced in civilization, big professors, big Indologies, this logic. The simple reason they cannot understand. What do they say? You have talked with many men about this logic.
About life after death?
Yeah.
They say it doesn't go beyond the logic. Just yes, they have to agree that the baby's body is gone and the young man's body is gone. They have to agree. But they say that doesn't mean logically that I have to take another body.
What is the other logic? If you have changed your body so many times, why not change this body? What is your reason? Natural course it should be that I have changed so many bodies, so this body I shall change. This is natural logic. Then what is his logic?
They say it may be or it may not be.
But that is your askeldom. But this is the real logic.
They also say that it is the same body, more or less.
Same body.
It is just developed, but it is not a different body.
No, development means different body. Development means different body. You cannot say it is not different body. Then if it is not different body, then go to childhood again. That means they are not human being. Human being means with logic. According to their definition, man is rational animal. They are not even rational. Like cats and dogs, there is no rationality. Cats and dogs also, they have a rationality. Logic plus authority. Krishna says, how you can deny? That means they don't agree with Krishna's instruction. This logic, I am not giving this logic. This logic is given by Krishna. So unless, the difficulty is that unless they accept the authority, it is very difficult. The logic is there, the authority is there.
They feel, Prabhupada, that they've been cheated so much by so many philosophies that when we say that the Vedas are written by a person who is not contaminated by the modes of nature, they say, well, how is this possible? My experience is that everyone who's written books, they're all materialistic, and therefore the philosophy must be like that.
But you must be following some philosophy. You are not without philosophy. Even the hippies, they are also, they have got their own philosophy.
Yes.
So you cannot give up philosophy. Now it is misfortune that you met with the cheaters. Now make your fortune now. Believe in Krishna's philosophy. Yeah. Then you'll be there. Please. That argument that you don't believe in philosophy, but you are believing in Lenin's philosophy. The communist. And what is this? Hippies, that philosophy. Allen Ginsberg's philosophy. Divorce number one.
No, ultimately, they don't follow anyone, although they may like people.
No, they follow.
They say our only authority.
They manufacture their own philosophy. Philosophy there must be. They become their own authority. And that is a chaotic condition. Authority he has made himself. Yes, I am my authority. Authority has to accept. But he does not know that I am fool number one. What is the value of my authority? Authority he must accept. That he makes himself his authority. That is a tendency now, in my opinion. All rascals say that. In my opinion. He does not want his rascal number one. What is the value of his opinion? But he'll say, in my opinion. That is a difficult. And this is called creative philosophy, is it not?
Yes.
This is going on. All rascals are creative philosophers.
When I hear in the United States there's a saying, a slogan amongst the young people, do your own thing. And also in India now, when I go there, they say, so many men, so many minds.
Yes, that is Vivekananda. Yadamat Tata. So that means everyone can become authority. This is it.
And this is praised as good.
Huh?
And others praise this one.
As being very tolerant and liberal.
But our philosophy, Krishna said, you rascal, give up everything, just surrender unto me. This is our philosophy. You rascal, you give up everything and surrender unto me. This is our philosophy. Sarva-dharmān prasajyamāme. He is decrying this Vivekananda philosophy, rascal philosophy. Suggestion, when I I was going to register, they suggested, why don't you make God conscious? Why you make Krishna conscious? And if I make God conscious, so many rascals will bring, so many gods. That was specifically only Krishna God. That's all. That is all. If you like, you take, others go out. But this is all. Mami Kang Sangha. Was it not wise conclusion?
Yes.
If I am well, a little liver, God consciousness, all rascals would have brought you. Here is my thoughts. To stop this nonsense, I made it Krishna consciousness. Krishna is God only. Nobody is God. If you like this philosophy, come, otherwise go ahead. I don't want your copy. What is the use of cooperation of some rascals?
That man yesterday wanted to know if we collaborated with other groups. He wanted to know if we collaborated.
There is collaboration. We are proposing this cooperation, all religion, that after all, religion means to accept God. So if you accept God, we accept God, then where is no cooperation? This is cooperation. But if you don't know what is God, we know. That is the difference. Ask these Christians, Mohammedans and any other religious group. They have God, a conception of God. Ask them, what is the form of God, what does He do, what is His... so many things. They do not know. We know.
They simply say He is Spirit.
Yes, that's all. Vague idea. We say, here is God. So if we actually believe in God, why don't you take this God and the whole, all different types of religion become one? If you accept God, then we say, here is God. So, where is the point of a difference? How do you differ? Why do you say that we are different religion? My religion. Why do you say my religion? Everyone, this is the only religion. To know God and love Him. What is your objection? To accept God, Krishna? Why do they object? What is their reason?
They want to gratify their senses.
Why do you make a different God? If you actually believe in God, I say, here is God. Why don't you accept?
Impersonalism. They don't want...
Is not God. God is person. That means you do not know God.
But you said Jesus Christ is God too.
Yeah. Jesus Christ is God, that's right. But Jesus Christ says, I am Son of God.
Yes. He said, I am at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
So he is different from the Father.
Even not different. But he says that he is Son of God. We accept it.
Yes.
Why do you so many religions? If religion means acceptance of God, then here is God. Then make one religion. Why is so many different religions?
In America, there are two new sects, religious sects, that appear every month.
Every month?
Yes.
Define sect.
Two.
Every month, what do you mean? Every month?
Every month, there are two new religious sects that appear.
And what? They accept God?
Well, they invent their own God, their own way. In Europe, they laugh at the Americans and their religion because they know this.
Religion, new religion, that means new God. Or what it is?
New way of approaching God.
But you want to approach God. If you agree to that, then this is the easiest process. You chant God's name and you approach. Why again new? This is the easiest process. Chant God's name and you approach.
In the Bhagavad Gita it says that those who are in different modes of nature, they have different types of charity and different types of religion. So does this mean religions that are already established in the Vedas?
That means conditional religion. That is not absolute religion. In order to, what is called, summarize all types of religion, just like Krishna says, Mamo Vatman Vartante Manushya Partha Sarva. Everyone is trying to come to me. So, coming by different paths. So that is accepted. Now when he says that I am here, you are coming to me, now you just surrender, then everything is all right. Why don't you accept them? Why do you insist, now I shall come in a different way, different path? What is this nonsense? God is saying, all right, you have got different paths, but give up that. Now simply surrender to me. Where is my objection? If I am really lover of God, God is saying like that, why not accept that?
Yes.
Why shall I prefer different paths? Suppose in this jungle, you are scattered, and you are searching, why is Prabhupada, where is Prabhupada? And somebody says, come this way, come this way. And if I say, not this way, that way, come here. What is your objection?
No objection.
That you don't want me? That is all. You don't want me, you want to play some whimsical ways? You are not serious about me? If you are actually serious about God, God says here, you sarvadhan mahan paritajya mahan, give up all this nonsense, just surrender me. Why did you not accept it?